Good morning. We are continuing with our topic of Kolbi Isha Erva. This is Kolbi Isha Erva number 11. And yesterday we started the question that was posed to the Sri Deitch after the Holocaust, particularly in France, where the assimilation was at an unbelievable high and the youth were feeling very detached from anything Jewish. And there was a youth organization called Yeshurun that was trying to make amends and trying to repair the situation, bringing back the youth, have them feel associated and connected to Judaism, to true Judaism. But the two issues that they were getting attacked for was that they had boys and girls together in the events and etc. And also there was mixed singing, boys and girls singing together, Kolbi Isha Erva, especially on Shabbos, Zmirosh, and singing songs together in the attempt to inspire the youth. And those were the two issues that were claimed against Yeshurun, as we discussed yesterday. Number one, boys and girls together, co-ed. Number two was the Kolbi Isha Erva. And the Tzri Deitch acknowledged that those are issues and they're going to have to be surmounted in order to permit Yeshurun to continue. And the question that was posed by Yeshurun is that should we continue in the current way that we do our activities, boys, girls together, co-ed with Kol Isha, or do we need to disband? Because if we can't do our activities as we do it, that's the draw to bring the youth in. If we can't do that, then we will not be effective. We will be useless and we will be not be able to continue. So today we're going to focus on what was the historic background to what was going on in France at that time, and also the historic background of those that made the claims against the organization Yeshurun. So the Sri Deitch goes into the detail, significant detail, fairly unusual for a tshuva to give such historical background as to what was going on at the time and in the place of where the question and the response was posed. So the Tzitzi Eliezer said that what was going on here, this is in France, is that the rabbis in France, they took on the approach to chinuch that was innovated in Ashkenaz, which is Germany. And he says about the rabbanim in Germany, and this is talking about pre-World War II, pre-Holocaust, that they were tzaddikim gedolim. They were great tzaddikim, and their entire kavana was l'shem shemaim, to save the youth from total assimilation, as was happening in Germany at that time. And he praises significantly the gedolim of Ashkenaz. They were bikim and mumchim in chinuch, how they should reach out to the youth that were being lost and were being assimilated. And he says, Baruch Hashem, that they were matzliach. They did have success in bringing back some of the youth. You're never going to be fully successful with all the youth, but some of the youth. And they went on to become Torah observant, Yirei Shemayim, and to build families in future generations. And the Sri Deitch says that approach by the German Rabbanim, the Gdolim of Germany, was in sharp contrast to the Gaonim and Gdolim of Lita, Lithuania, and Poland, that they were not able to adapt to the ongoing changing needs of chinuch in their generation. So you see here that the Sri Deitch is looking fondly upon the German approach and reaching out to the youth and trying to innovate in certain ways. And he said that unfortunately in Lita and Poland, they were not successful. They didn't innovate. They didn't try to, we're not going to say update, but update to be able to adjust and adapt to the needs of the educational society that we live in. And he brings an amazing quote, and I think this really hammers out what we're saying here. Rav Yisrael Salanter, when he went to visit Germany, so he had spent some time with the Gaon Rav Azriel Hildesheimer, one of the leaders in Germany at the time. And we have Rav Yisrael Salanter watching Rav Azriel Hildesheimer giving a shir in Tanakh and Shulchan Aruch to young women, unmarried women. And Rav Yisrael Salanter, the outsider, says about Rav Azriel Hildesheimer in Germany, Im yavom mi. If we had one of the Rabbanim in Litton, Lithuania, that would do this in his congregation, among his people, Vadai Shi'aviru Osamikunasov, certainly he would be removed from his official position. So if we had a rabbi try to do that in a shul or a Rosh Yeshiva, do it in his yeshiva, they would be removed if they did this, v'chein hadin, and that's how we paskin, that's the halacha, that's what should happen. Mikom makom halavai she'achelki began eden im ha'gaon Rabbi Ezriel Hildesheimer. However, nonetheless, halavai, my chelik should be in Gan Eden with Rav Ezriel Hildesheimer. Unbelievable words spoken by Rav Yisrael Salanter about Rav Hildesheimer, saying he's doing the wrong thing, but halavai, my chelik should be with him in Olam Haba, in Gan Eden. And the reason is, and this we're going to have to get to in the future days, Eis lasas l'Hashem eferu Torah secha. There are times that you need to make changes and innovate, because if we don't make minor changes, the entire Torah will be nullified. And he goes on to explain as follows, that the Rabbanim in Poland and Hungary, they have now transplanted themselves to France, and they see what's going on. This is at the time that the Tzitz Eliezer, he was asked this question, he was posed this question. He says, we have Rabbanim who were transplanted from those other countries that were not able to innovate and update their teaching methods, and now they're here in France, and they're looking at what's going on in France that has adopted the German method of education of the Jewish youth, and here they are, and they're rebuking them, saying that this is against the Torah, this is against the Gemara, this is against the poskim. However, those Rabbanim, and this is the Sri Deisha saying this, those Rabbanim from those countries that were transplanted in France, so those Rabbanim from Poland and Hungary, they don't understand the current situation after World War II, what was going on in France. They don't know the situation of how low, how steeped in difficulties the youth are in France. And effectively, those Rabbanim are saying that Yeshurun has to cease and desist from their activities with the youth. And they don't understand that the Hidbolulut, the intermarriage, the assimilation that is going on in France is such a high level that effectively Judaism is disappearing here. And if Yeshurun doesn't make its efforts and try to inspire and be enthusiastic for the youth, there will be nothing left. And in the end of the day, that's what he says. Without the efforts of Yeshurun trying to bring back, to resuscitate Judaism, authentic Judaism, there will be nothing left. And he explains why. He says that at this time after World War II, we had the Shoah and the destruction throughout, and we have some youth, be it boys or girls, that they feel alone, they feel unconnected, disconnected, and they have no connection to spirituality. They cannot relate to their parents. They can't relate to the older generations whatsoever, and they look at Judaism as if it's antiquated, arcane, and not relatable. And he says that they look at it as hubeino chaim shal nezirut ubedidut. They look at it as being the whole concept of Judaism as being like a nazir. It's about being isolated and alone, and learning Torah for them is boring, something that they can't relate to. And this next quote is unbelievably powerful. He says, "Ve'es hayahadut hamroim kein ghetto ruchani shel yemei habeinayim." They look at Judaism as if it is a spiritual ghetto from the Middle Ages. Sheyesh lechalitz mimenu bekokoach, that you have to run away from with all of your strength. And because of that, their inability to relate, and they're having no connection, and they don't even have connection to other youth, authentic youth that are following the Torah. They're just getting worse and worse, and you're assimilating more and more, and they are disappearing. So that's the background, the historic background that Sri Deish gives. And he says, based on that, we have to give a congratulations, we have to give a gebracha, and a thank you to Yeshurun that are trying to wage the war and trying to save the day and save the youth from this almost inevitable slide into oblivion in the absence of their efforts. And what they're trying to do is trying to band together the youth and show them that they have a place and they have a connection to authentic Judaism that they can relate to. And otherwise, these are youths that would have no connection whatsoever to any Judaism. We want to bring them there and have them interrelate with other youths, and in particular, those youths that have already been inspired and are inspired. And he goes on to say that we obviously can't force Judaism upon people. That's not an effort. We don't have police and enforcement and bring in the army and the National Guard to try to, through a dictatorship, he uses that word, ein lanu dictatorado tzvait. We don't have an army that can act as a dictator to force these youth to adhere to the requirements of the Torah. And he says our only last option, the only thing we have left, lo nishalanu ela derech hatzala achat v'yechida. This is our last option. The only one option that we have is to have them, not through force, that's not going to work, to have them come and love Judaism and show them the pleasantness of Judaism. Noama v'yafya ruchaniim, the beautiful pleasantness of the spirituality in the context of seeing other youth that are indeed shomrei Torah mitzvahs. And he says this is our last effort, this is the last option, and if it's not going to be Yeshurun raging the war, if we are going to tell them that they have to disband, then that will be really the death knell for the youth in France. But still, having said all that background, if there are halachic problems, and we said as we started out, two major halachic problems, koed, being koed together, we have to separate between the genders and they have them together, and even if they're sitting on separate tables. The second problem is Kol B'Isha Erva. We are going to need a halachic analysis as to how to deal with those two issues. Even given all the background that we just gave and the challenges and the needs, but we still have halachic problems that we are going to have to get over. And in Mirtz Hashem, we will start to do that next time. Have a wonderful day.